feel I have to thank the Almighty that it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Okay, let us continue. We're in the 21st chapter. What? Oh, yes, thank you for reminding me.
Except for the beautiful pictures of New Zealand.
21st chapter of Hilchos Tumas Ameis, Halacha Ches. One more halacha about the Chadus, that above ground well. Okay, no picture on the first part of Ches, but there is a picture on the second part of Ches. We'll get to this, but that's the idea. This is what it looks like, an above ground well, and it's in a house. Okay, that's the story here. So the first half of Ches. It's not this picture, but I mean, it is part of it. Like that round thing, the chadus is there, and it's in a house with a course, but that little thing in there is not in this halacha yet. Okay? Besoch habayis, ukli hamatzol nosam piv. And there's a utensil that will not be makabel tuma that's covering it. Not this picture. But you can see that big hole on the top? And now it's covered by a utensil. Okay, v'hoisa tumas bein sfasa kli usfasa kadus. So now you've got tuma that's in between the covering and the deuce. Now, question: how are you going to do that if the covering's covering it all? So imagine like this: imagine if I put over this round. Well, let's have a square. Let's have a square opening to the well, not round like you see, but square. And I put a round cover. And the round cover, the edges are open. Right? 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 If I don't have anything. Oh, if I had a cup. Okay. You understand what I say? The edges. If the cup, you got a square, and you put the cup fitting into it, but the little corners are open.
Corners in the space.
Right? So let's say over there, so you've got Tuma in those that space that's right by the top over there, usfasa chadus. Well, that's obvious. It's going to make the whole house tummy. Obvious, because it's open, right? But the chiddush is the second part. Obetol chadus, or it's in the deuce. Now let's assume it's got a covering, a proper covering, and there's tuma in the deuce. Habayis tummy, the house is tummy. We come back to an old rule. If remember we said there are three things that protect tumah from going into an object, but they don't all protect the tumah from going out of the object. And if it's an ohel, if there's tumah in it, an ohel in an ohel, the tumah goes out of it. That's the rule. It protects tumah from going in, but if tumah's in, it goes out. And that's a she'ein ha'ol shebetoch habayis moneya tumah. That's the rule. An ohel that has tumah inside of it, inside a bigger ohel, doesn't block it out, as we explained. Fine. Now we go to this picture. Okay. Hoisa tumah b'bayis. There's tumah b'bayis. You see the corpse over there next to that above ground well. You see that little shaded corpse over there. Okay. And one second. And we're talking, this deuce is not covered, as you see in the picture. It's open wide. Okay. Now, the picture that you have here is trying to show you, I don't know if you can appreciate the picture, there is inside the thickness of the wall of the deuce, there is carved out a cubic tefach in the deuce, and there's a utensil in the carved out area, but it's fully enclosed.
It's carved in the top of that.
It's all inside. It's in the thickness. The picture's making it seem it's above. It's in the wall. It's mamish totally in the wall. You're out. You're looking. You don't see it. It's in the thickness of the wall. It's an opening, a tefach cube, a trap door, a trap panel, whatever you want to say, right? So you're able to just put it in, seal it up. It's closed, right? That's what the picture's trying to describe to you. Okay, so now, so there's tum in the house, again, Caleb in the walls of the deuce. So now, it's just a cubic tefach of space carved into that wall that's fully enclosed now. Tahorin, the kli inside is tor, just like in a regular case of a house with it inside the wall. Vimla, but you don't have the cubic tefach. Then tmeim, it's tame, because the walls won't help, because it's not an ohel. It's not an ohel, so it's not gonna protect it from it. That's just a word. There's no ohel there. That's really a fairly straight halacha. However, now I don't know if we have a picture of this. Let me see. I don't think so. No, there's no more picture, right, Mark? On this halacha. Until we get to the stove. No. Okay, now the next is a little bit interesting. The case is, let's just take this deuce over here, and let's just move it forward partially till it goes outside partially out of the house. So let's say the wall that's facing you in this picture, it happens to all be in the house. Let's just move the deuce forward so that the thickness of part of the wall is out of the house. Okay, got that?
Yeah.
Same picture. Everything, and not exactly the same, but it's part of the house. So now, let's see. What if the walls of this chadus are wider than the house? So some of it protrudes out. So benkach u'benkach, whether it has the cubic tefach carved out, or whether it doesn't have a cubic tefach carved out, tahorim. The objects in that thick wall are tar. Why? Because it's not one of the walls of the house. Ukishem kishematzel hadus besoch kach hachadus besochal. Just like a deuce could protect something that was covered inside of it, kachmatzel, the wall will protect it since it's outside of the house. The deuce is that part of the deuce is outside of the house. And therefore, since it's out of the house, it doesn't become tummy. Okay, fine. Now, in the middle of the halacha, for some strange reason, the Rambam now moves to a tanur. We're not up to this picture. He's first going to give you a simple rule of a tanur. Okay, the olden days, the ovens, ovens would go through a two-step process. There's something called a tanur chadash, a brand new oven. Tanur yashan, an old oven, meaning it's been used. The difference is a brand new one has not yet been fired in the kiln. It hasn't been, the stuff hasn't been hardened. So it's not really a usable kli yet. Once it's an old ones it's used once. Once you've hardened it with the heat, now it's a functioning kli. Okay, now, so now we have like this. We say, Kfar Briana, we've already explained in the 12th chapter, Shatanur Yashan, an old tanur, it's like any other functional kli, because you can use it now. They're susceptible to tuma, just as a kli cheres is susceptible to kumas, right? Because it really is a kli cheres. It's usually their earthenware. The stoves were made out of earth. So it's a kli cheres that's susceptible to tuma. And they can't be an ohel, right? Because they're a kli, they're not an ohel. Remember, it's like a regular kli cheres. What's the law of a kli cheres? If a kli cheres that's open, tuma goes right in, right? What's the only way to save the kli cheres from tuma? It can't get tuma from the outside, only tuma comes to the inside. So how could you save a kli cheres? Something puzzle. You seal it up on the top. So in other words, he's saying an old oven, which is earthenware, is just like any other kli cheres. It works the same rule as a kli cheres. Okay, and ovens would have openings on the top. Their ovens had openings on the top. We didn't have burners like us, and the tumah just goes right in, right? Unless you have a tzomit pasul. It only can save from tumah what's inside the oven. Elam kenoy muk of tzomit pasul kishar kelim atzima. Unless it was sealed totally on the top, like any other earthenware utensil that can only be saved with the tzomit pasul that's on the top. Okay, that's an old tanur. The chamber, and we also explain, Shat Tanur HaChadosh, a new earthenware tanur, which has not yet been fired up in the kiln. Okay, one second. Eino Kekeli, it's not called a Keli. Elanasa, oh, it can be made into an OL because it's not, even though it's earthenware, but it's not an earthenware that's Makabal Tumah. Before the earthenware is fired up in the kiln, it's like any other kli that's not makabel tumah. Okay, and what do we say about those things? Any covering is an ohel to it. and it will save it. Remember, that's the rule we keep saying. Kalim that are not makabel tuma just need a lid, protects it. Kli cheres can be makabel tuma from the inside. Covering's not enough, will not function as at all. You gotta seal it, and then it can protect things from inside. So that's fine. Ulafiga, therefore, a new stove, oven, matzel, amashva, can save what's inside, but kisel just with any old cover. Below tzamid puzzle without the sealant on top, kind of like a regular oil. Okay, he's just setting you up for the next halacha. Really, it's the same thing. But he's just telling you this is a stove fits into the rules we've had before. If it's been used already, it's like a regular kli cheres. The only way you could save things is with a tzamid puzzle inside. If it's brand new, it's like a regular kli that's not a kli cheres, not a kabel tuma. All it needs is any random cover will save things that are inside of it. Va'kisui, and the cover, the name we give for a tanur, if you're covering up a tanur. Now, remember, in those days, the tanur, it was just open on the top. That's it. Open on the top. The heat would go out from the top, right? And therefore, if you just put a cover on the opening, it covers it. That cover is called a srida. Why you need to know that? Because that's going to be very important in the next halacha where you have the pictures. This is just the baseline halachas. If you get this clear, you got a chance to understand the picture that's coming up in halacha test. Any questions just on just the facts of a new tanur versus an old tanur? Yeah, we're good.
You're making a kli cheres. If you have it before you put it into a kiln and you harden it, is it the same thing with like a new tanur?
Like yes. It's not makabel tuma yet.
Right, so if I have
it's just made out of earth. Earth itself is not makabel tuma.
So if I have a job that I made and I haven't put it in a kiln yet,
it's not makabel tuma. It's not makabel tuma. Exactly. Okay, now the fun begins. Okay, halacha test. These are the pictures over here. Okay, what you're going to have now is a tanur inside of a tanur. Both possibilities. An old tanur in a new tanur in an old tanur with a covering and two different scenarios. Okay, right now focus, please, on the right picture. The right picture has an old tanur in the inside. Okay, on the outside is the new tanur, okay? But there's one other little point. The old tanur is a little bit higher than the new tanur, and it juts out a little bit more than the old tanur, than the new tanur. And we've put a srida, a cover, that fits on top of the old tanur that's jutting out, but it's big enough to cover the new tanur. Just get the picture straight before we get anything else, right? So the new tanur that goes with the rule, all it needs is a covering, blocks any tumah, right? A new tanur, it's the kli's not makabel tumah. What does it need to protect itself from anything else inside getting tumah? Or any cover would suffice, right? An old tanur, any cover would not suffice, correct? Correct? Now, let me give a case that the Rambam doesn't mention. Let's say, not this case, let's say the old tanur is inside, but it's lower than the new tanur. And now I got a lid over the old tanur covering everything. Over the new tanur, thank you, covering everything.
You're on the boiler. Sure.
Covering everything. And there's a corpse in the room. Nothing is tummy. Why? Because everything is contained within the new tanur. The new tanur all needs is just a lid.
Yeah.
And the lid blocks. And I don't care what's inside there. It's protected. Okay, what the Rambam is going to tell us is that even in this situation where the old tanur is sticking out, there could be a scenario where it is considered inside totally the new tanur, and some situations where it's not considered that. So now we got to figure out what more little facts we have to add into the case. It'll come back to our case yesterday of the above ground cistern that has that little menorah thing sticking out, the cake platter sticking out, and the thing sitting on top of it. Similar concept. So now let's read inside. Tanur yashan. You have an old tanur that's inside. Betoch hachadash. It's in the new tanur. Usrida and the lid al pi achadash. It's higher than the new one, but really it's sitting on the old one. It's sitting on the old one because that's sticking out, but it's covering the circumference on the top, is covering over the new one. Okay, but the cover is actually resting on the old tanur, but that old tanur is sticking out. And careful, not a tefach. Very important, we have to add in, not a tefach, because a tefach already would make it totally exposed. That's an important thing you have to add in between the lines. So now, very simple. Just like we said before by the cake plate in the cistern, what would be if the old tanur was not there? Would the lid rest on the new tanur by itself or not? That's going to be the important factor. If we would have removed the old one, the lid would fall straight to the ground, then it's not considered covering the outer tanur. So lo hitzel, it doesn't save. V'chol shebesoch, and anything inside the new tanur is tamei. The new tanur is not tamei, it's not makabel tumah anyway. But it doesn't protect it because of the lid, because the lid, even though it's over the new tanur, but it's not considered covering the new tanur, even though it's covering now, because if you would remove the old tanur, it would fall right through, and therefore it doesn't work.
So the reason it would fall right through?
Because it's not wide enough. It covers, but it just not enough because it just slips right in, so it's not a full cover.
So it's not; it doesn't cover the edges,
right?
So it only covers
although if it would be theoretically lower down a little bit, there would be no space. It's possible there's no space; it just fits right inside, and then we go right to the bottom. You understand what I'm saying? It's possible to have this area totally filled in, but could fall through.
Yeah.
But no gaps. Even with no gaps, it would still fall through. So we say it's not considered covered. Vimlav, but if not, meaning if I remove the old tanur, and now the lid would come down and rest on the edges of the top of the new tanur, hakol tohor, everything's tohor, even the old tanur, because it's protected by the lid that's covering the new tanur that protects everything inside. Okay, now we reverse and go to the left case over here. We've reversed it, and we have a new tanur on the inside, an old tanur on the outside. One thing is for sure, the old tanur with a cover doesn't accomplish anything. Correct?
Yeah, it's a cover.
Because it doesn't help anything with the old tanur. Question is, what about the new tanur? Well, we'll see. What if the new one is inside the old tanur? And the shrita, the covering, is sitting on top of the old one. Right? Now, here's an important rule. If between the new one that's inside and the lid is pachos mitefach, less than a tefach, then we consider that the lid is covering the inner one too, because it's close enough to be considered. If it's a whole tefach, then it's not considered covering it. But if it's less than a tefach, then what happens? Well, he says, kol shebesocha chodesh tar. Everything inside the new one will be tar because it's considered covered. The Rambam doesn't tell you, but anything in between, to the right or left of the new one, but still within the old one, will obviously be tame, because the lid does not protect what's inside the old one, but it does help what's inside the new one, because that lid is considered a lid for the new one as well, because it's less than a tefach. And kol shebesocha chodesh tar, ukeilu hasrida munachas al piv, and it's as if the srida is sitting right upon it. Okay, that went pretty well.
Now, just a quick question. We said before that if you have a clay vessel and you cover it, then it's not susceptible to tumah.
Correct.
You seal it.
No, it's not earthenware.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't gone to the kiln, so it's not earthenware. So covering is fine.
Right. But once you take this kli and then take it to the kiln and now cover it, it doesn't help.
it's a kli cheres now.
Right. And it doesn't help even if... Well,
only if you seal it.
Yeah. Now, if it's sealed properly...
Then everything inside is safe.
So why are we not considering this sealed?
It wasn't. A cover is sealed means with teeth and everything. It's mamish... cemented together. This is just a lid.
Because we spoke about before
just
when it
lid.
Was less resting on the ground yesterday, that's considered to have it covered.
Not as it as an ohel, but not as a tzamid posel.
Okay.
Not as a
so tzamid. It has
tzamid
to be.
Posel has got a mamish with glue and everything. It's got to be sealed shut tight. Okay. Halacha yud, I'll be able to explain it. But I'm going to have a question that I don't understand. That's as far as I could take halacha yud. Okay? Take a look at the picture above. We've got over here a tanur, an old tanur. So that can be makabel tuma easily. The only thing that will help an old tanur is a tzamid posel. We have on top of it a shrita, but not a regular shrita. It's a shrita that's got a, what do you call it, a rim. Once it has a rim... What has happened?
You got to roll it up
to that to that kli on top. It's going to be makabel tuma because it's a receptacle. Okay, that's the critical point over here. You've got a shrita that now is a receptacle. Before it was just a plank. It was no receptacles, not makabel tuma. But now it's a see on top. It's a shrita,
yeah.
But it's thick. It's a receptacle. Okay. So now the question is. Will
but
this,
is it hollow? Or it's thick?
It's, if it's a receptacle, it's hollow.
Okay, so that's that
it's
means
receptacle.
It must be hollow.
It's functioning as a lid, but it's this high. It's a rim. It's like a pot. You know, it's like a Corel, not a Corel. We call those glass, whatever.
Corningware.
Whatever. Okay, so it's got a lid. Okay, now So let's see what it has. So Srida Shel Cheres. Okay, this is made out of Cheres. Okay, now that's already a whole different story. Now, if it's a kli cheres, and especially what's got a lid, so it's a kli that's susceptible to tumah. Okay, sheish lo safa. It's got a rib. So every way around, it can be makabel tumah. There's only one way that can not get tumah, with a tzamid posel. That's the only way it could possibly work, right? Now, v'hi o defes, and it extends a little bit broader... A pia tanur on top of an old tanur that is below that. Okay? Umukupefes tzamid posel. But we've got a tzamid posel on top of this dish. Okay?
I mean,
so you've got
it's
a lid.
Sealed. I thought that tzamid posel
it's sealed on the top.
Yeah.
Now but we're telling you now it's sealed on the top.
Yeah.
So what do we got? We got a shrita that's a covering to the tanur. That goes over and around the tanur, beyond
with an edge.
And it's got a tzamid posel on the top, so now it's not makabel any tumah. Okay?
Right.
Now,
sealed.
Where is the tumah? Look at the picture on the right side.
It's above and below.
It's either above and below, outside of the old tanur, under the part, or above the part of the tzamid posel that's past the tanur. Okay?
So now, what's the halacha?
Now, you got to change the gears over here. Don't read the word afilu right now.
Oh.
But Mekevasan says, then write, Hoysa tuma tachteha. Take the word afilu out for a second. If tuma's underneath the extension of the lid.
You have afilu? Oh,
no.
Afilu is the first word. Right. Okay.
Now, oh, or afilu, not put afilu in. Agabav on top of it. Hakol tuma. Everything is. Tummy.
Now, what does that mean?
What does he mean? Everything? Everything of the extension. Meaning that the picture cannot depict this properly. Imagine the...
Yeah, but it goes all around.
Okay.
It's going all around.
This is not
going to
work.
What do you want to do?
Here. This is a tummy puzzle.
Sealed.
And imagine this is the bottom tanur. All right, so you've got edges that are sticking out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not a good picture, because really it's got to be like this, okay? So now, the whole
overlap.
Extension area...
The overhang, we'll call it.
This whole area is tummy.
Yeah.
The inside part is not tummy.
No.
That's what he's saying. That's what this picture's trying to show you by putting on the right and the left, because it can't put the front and the back because it's just not a three-dimensional.
So this goes picture. This goes all up and around it completely.
Let's say like the, is this sealed good?
Yeah.
Let's say this is the old tanur, all laid out here, and this is the thing on top.
Yeah.
So all this area here,
yeah,
all the way around, that area
is tame.
Above and below. And the is
completely circulating. It's circulating it.
It's tame.
All the way up and below. But not inside. Not inside because it's
not
sealed.
Not inside.
Because it's sealed.
Right? Hakol tame. Everything that's under it, the extension.
It. Yeah.
Anything that's over it, the extension. Aval keneged avira shel tanur. But everything
inside.
In the srida that's above the old tanur, that's not part of the extension,
is tahar. Sure.
Is tahar. So what does that mean? Now, obviously, really what it's saying is the entire srida is tahar.
Yeah, because it's sealed.
It's sealed, but okay. We already know, but even though it blocks the tumah from entering, but it doesn't keep the tumah from going through it.
Right.
Because a kli does not block from going through it. There's two different rules working at the same time. As much as a kli, we said, can disperse the tum underneath it, but it can't block it.
Right?
But this is at some impossible, so it can't go in it either.
Right.
But it can't block it.
So it over.
So any tumma that's below, it's an ohel, and it disperses everything below. Everything that's on top, it's not blocking what's on top, and therefore is metama everything that goes
around. So it's a tubular tumma.
So to speak. That I can explain. The next part I'm not too clear on. Same picture. Everything is the same except one difference. The tumma is sitting right on top of the srida.
But it's not.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I can explain this too. Now I figured it out.
Good.
What if the tumma is just right on top of the srida in the middle?
Is it samit pasal though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So me connect the other kids. I'm straight up, tumma.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's some impossible. Now here's my question, which I don't have the answer to. Why doesn't the tumah go straight through to the tanur below?
Yeah.
That I don't have an answer to. Just like we said in the right picture, the tumah, although it doesn't go into the srida, but it goes past the srida. Why is it not going to the tanur? There's no tzamid posel on the tanur. There's just a covering on the tanur. And it's an old tanur. Unless you're going to say it's a new tanur. Unless you learn it's a new tanur. And I don't have my commentaries. Don't tell me what kind of a tanur it is. And I don't think in either commentary it says that. Okay. It just said, but what's mukav tzamid pasul? The srid on the top. Okay, but I don't understand. Just tell me, why is it not going to the nur? The only answer could be if it's a tanur chodosh. If it's a tanur chodosh, then any covering would be fine. I guess you'd have to say that's the explanation. There's no other way to explain it. It's the only way to explain it. Okay, we'll have to stop one more halacha to go. I know I told you this till the end.
But
we're not going to do 11.
Today, so tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll do 11. And we'll start chapter 22. I hope by the Siyum, at least, we have Hilchos Tumas Ameis finished. That'd be nice. We're doing Hilchos Tumas